Hi, my name is David.
I'm Sarah. We live in Starbridge. I've just taken an 18-month career break to look after my 12-month-old son.
I'm not surprised by the announcement, to be honest, with all of the spending cuts that they've been sort of talking about. But I think child benefit is probably one step too far. I think they probably need to prioritise and look at other areas where maybe people are claiming benefits that maybe they shouldn't be. Or illegitimately, etc.
It might not sound like a lot, but actually, you know, it's something. And if they just take it away over a certain wage, mortgages are so much money and food has gone up and everything else has gone up. So, you know, essentially I think they presume that if you earn over a certain amount that you've got lots of money and you haven't.
I am Gemma and my little boy's name is Ewan. There's going to be more sacrificing, more days for nursery and not seeing your children because you've got to go out there and work, and both parents are having to work.
So for you, that's what it would mean. If you lose the money, you'd end up having to work harder, see less of the little one.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Szpansky, and I've got my partner Vicky Reveley and Jacob, my 2-year-old son. I wish I had an eye income, but I don't, so I don't think it will affect me. But if I did come on to earn more money later on in life, then I suppose it would affect me. So long term, it would affect me. I don't think it's very fair because I think people should be given equal opportunities to have child benefit, whether they earn so much money or not.
Name's Sawan and I've got 3 kids, 1 on the way.
I think it's everyone needs the child benefit because, I mean, if you're well off and if you're not well off, that shouldn't really matter because really it's for the kids. I mean, everyone, who doesn't need stuff for kids?